This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
We're parts of the body of Christ on this earth. So, if we are parts of the body, then we are Christ on the earth. He's what he tells us. We are Christ. So, you don't need to be afraid of nothing. When the enemy tries to mess with you or somebody else messes with you, don't be afraid. You know, don't be afraid of nothing. You know, I used to think about when I first started building buildings, especially if it was a very tall building, you know, I'd get up on top of the building, I'd be a little afraid. And then one day I realized, hey, he sends his angels to watch over me, so I won't dash my foot against the stone. There ain't nothing can hurt me as long as I'm here to serve Jesus. Nothing can hurt me. So now I can walk across those beams. I don't care if it's 20 foot down or 400 feet down. It makes no difference. I am not afraid. You know, it makes no difference if a devil jumps out. Somebody can jump out from behind a door, you know, at night and try to scare me. In fact, let me ask you girls something. If you were to wake up in the middle of the night and you were laying there in bed and you opened your eyes and you saw a great big black-looking thing that looked like a man standing right beside your bed, what would you do? What would you do? What? Scream. You'd scream. How many of you girls are going to be truthful? How many of you would scream? That's what you do. You know what you should do? You should put your hand out and say, in the name of Jesus, I'm a daughter of the King. You can't touch me. You devil, I don't care if you're a physical man. I don't care if you're a spirit. In the name of Jesus, you're messing with a daughter of the King. Out. And you should have no fear. The reason I said that, that happened in our house just a few weeks ago. I woke up in the middle of the night to turn over. When I turned over and put my hand on the cover there, I didn't want to wake up Cheryl because I thought she was sleeping so sound. She sounded like she was. You know, she's breathing a little heavy. So I thought she's sleeping sound as she could be. And I trolled over and put my hand on her. Actually, on the cover there, I was going to pull it back just a little because I was a little warm. And all of a sudden, she started screaming and, I mean, coming backwards 90 miles an hour, run plumb over me. I said, honey, what is wrong with you? I thought she was having a nightmare. I said, what's wrong? She said, there's a man standing beside the bed. I said, you foul spirit of hell, out in the name of Jesus. Gone, just like that. He's gone. That same night, I think it was the same night, you saw the spirit of death. Wasn't that when you saw that in a dream or vision or something? Yeah, Cheryl saw it in a vision. A spirit of death. And guess who he was coming to get? Me. He's in trouble, isn't he? He got pretty close. She saw him in a vision, and she saw him in our house, standing 3 feet from where I was laying in the bed. And when he come there, I didn't buy into his lie. I just turned and looked at him and said, in the name of Jesus, out. You go to a movie, and they got scary stuff, you know, or whatever. If you go to one of those, if you go to a movie that's got scary stuff in it, and you're sitting there jumping or twitching, you might as well get up and walk out. You need not be there because you're opening the door to the demonic spirits of hell to enter you. Don't go there in that fear. If you can't go and sit there and know who you are in Christ and you're in control, you need to get some more faith. I know some of y'all said, well, he's not very compassionate. I'm just telling you what you're going to have to learn to do in these last days. I'm going to tell you that every time you step into fear, you open a door to the devil. And that's what that beast is out here to do, to steal, kill, and destroy. I think about this. I think about Stephen that had, I forget how many women he had brutally raped and murdered in America. 26 or what, I forget how many. And I know some of those girls had to be Christians. But I remember the day, and I forget when it was, 1980-something, when he took Margie Mayfield and stepped up behind her, put a gun in her back in a Walmart or a Target parking lot, and said, woman, get in that car and scoot over and put your hands under your thighs, and if you say one word, I'm going to blow your head off. He'd already murdered and raped, and just a few hours before, he had murdered and raped another woman that night. This is in the daytime. And whenever she gets in the car, there's only one difference between this woman and all other women. This woman had the book of Ephesians, only six chapters, committed to memory. And she believed it. So when she got in the car and scooted over, instead of putting her hands under her thighs like he said, she reached up and put her hand on his shoulder, on this shoulder, and said, Mister, I'm in control here in the name of Jesus, not you. Amen. Did that take a woman, Ty? Amen. That took a woman. That took a woman and knew who she was. And the number one murderer and rapist in America, before that day was over, that woman won that man to Jesus and he turned himself in. That's a tape. It's recorded. I've heard that testimony. Some of you in this room have heard that same testimony. But let me tell you, when I talk about we have to get where we need to be in faith, especially women, you know, but men too. Most men are not near as solid as they need to be, but women for sure are intimidated easily by someone that's bigger or more powerful than them. But you got to realize, with Christ in you, there's nothing bigger or more powerful than you. And so with Christ in you, you got to get this in your spirit. Somebody starts messing with you like that Stephen, that demon of hell that was in Stephen that was going to kill and murder and rape Margie Mayfield when he told her to get over. She put that hand on his shoulder and said, Mister, you're not in control here. I am in the name of Jesus. And then he looks over at her and says, I ain't never seen a woman like you. That's true. He met his match that day. He met a woman that knew who she was in Christ that didn't fall to fear. And before the day was over, he got saved. She was telling him all about Jesus and how wonderful Jesus is and everything. All afternoon, they're driving around. She said there was a couple of times she almost got into fear. But she never would go there. And as she's telling him about Jesus, she said, we're driving down the road, and all of a sudden, he just pulls over to the side of the road, takes his gun, opens it up, pours all the bullets out, hands her the bullets and the gun, and throws his hands up and said, Lord, I surrender. Amen. And she's in awesome. And she said, what happened? He said, Lord, I accept you as Lord and Savior. And she said, Stephen, what happened? He said, I'm driving down the road and all of a sudden I hear this voice. It says, Stephen, this is your last chance. You either do what my daughter's telling you or you're fixing to die and burn and go to hell forever. It's your choice. When the king talks to you, the little daughter may be talking to, but when the king spoke to me, what the little daughter said was the same thing. He surrendered, and that guy became a born-again Christian that day. Turned himself in, went to prison, and did die in an electric chair for all the women he'd killed. But the warden didn't want to kill him. He said, this is the best prisoner we ever had. You know, but he was the number one murderer. What was the difference? He had demons. When he got saved, he got delivered. And there is no demons. When them demons are in you, you're in trouble. That's why he killed all them women. But he run into a woman that knew who she was in Christ. Now see, if she had went into fear, if she had jumped over and said, oh, I'm a married woman, I got kids, please don't hurt me, I'll do anything, he'd have just killed her. He'd have raped her and murdered her like he did all the rest of them. But she didn't go there. She stood on the Word. She knew who she was. She got a hold of this. It says here, all things are actually put under his feet. But we don't see the manifestation of this yet. You know, I'd read this and I'd think, why? If it's already done, why don't we see this? Because we don't act on what belongs to us. It was put under Jesus' feet for Margie Mayfield that day. She knew it. And she knew who she was in Christ. And she knew her power and authority. And so she acted on her power and her authority. And she beat that devil. She knew who she was in Christ. What a woman. Wow. Yes. I think about whenever she got home, her husband was all excited. He's tried to call everything. He couldn't find out why she was late and everything else. And whenever she did show up at the house, and there was nothing wrong with her, he thought, what in the world? Where have you been? And she said, well, I was down at Target shopping this morning. And I mean, he began to read her the riot act. What are you doing being gone all day? I've been so worried about you. And then she told him. And then he fell apart. The husband fell apart. You were with that murderous rapist all day and you beat him? Well, it's a good thing he wasn't in the car. He didn't know the book of Ephesians, but she did. You see where I'm coming from? There, that little woman, and what was the difference? She had the Word of God hidden in her heart. She knew who she was. She knew all power and authority was given to her by the King of the universe. She knew Christ in her, the hope of glory. She knew that was a demon in that man. She knew that demon had been defeated by the King, and she knew that demon had to bow at the feet of the King that was in her. And when you got a hold of that, you don't have to be afraid of nothing. You can be a little child. A little child. And you know, little children need to learn this. That if somebody starts messing with you or beating up on you or saying something nasty to you, you need to look up at them and say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I'm a daughter of the King. You better not touch me because I'll sick my big brother Jesus on you. Amen. Do you know that'll change people's life? You know? When somebody does something bad to us, just like I'm a normal man, you know, I say things or do things once in a while. In fact, the other day I said a few things, I guess they're a little sharp or whatever, and Cheryl didn't like them. And so a few minutes later, we were going along and we said something. She said, you know what? I said, what? She said, I'm about this close to taking you to the throne of grace. I said, well, Lord, I repent whatever I've been doing wrong. Lord, I don't want her to come to the throne for me. So I said, honey, I love you. I love you. I'm straightening you up, boy. You know, you girls need to learn that well, right? You are about this close. I'm taking you to the throne of grace. Woo! Yes, Lord. I don't want my honey buddy to come to the throne of grace. I know you know what's going on. But when she comes up and says, Dad, that man you give me, he ain't loving me the way you told him to. Oh, he said he's not. Well, let me stick the Holy Ghost on him down there. I'll get his attention. He can do that to you and me, Katie Ty. Yeah. And I told her, I said, she said, you taught me too well. I learned what you said in church. Oh, I shouldn't have taught y'all this. You see where I'm coming from? You know? If your husband don't treat you right, or if your wife don't treat you right, well, don't retaliate against your mate. Go to the throne. Tell your father. He can do things to me and Ty that nobody else can do. Is that right? He can get our attention when nobody else can. But the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he can get your attention.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.